Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update, the happiest of holiday seasons to everyone. This is the perfect time with perfect weather to get out in the garden and take a restorative break from the hectic preparations of the season. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make some reservations and maybe get a picture to post on Instagram at Elf in the Garden. A perfect way to begin your walk in the garden is to take a few minutes at the Koi Pond, just around the right-hand corner of the administration building. This is a great way to decompress and set your mind to relaxation mode as you head into the garden. We've taken notice of the beautiful camellia blooms, both the double pink blooms as well as the charming single red blooms, but now the azalea is blooming too. This beautiful scarlet flower is blooming a bit early, as are many of the garden staples, which may be due to the warm fall weather we are still enjoying as we're heading into the winter season proper with the occurrence of the winter solstice on December 21st. Even though the azalea bloom is a few short weeks, the azalea is a great foundation planting or backdrop, as they do well in partial or full shade. They are also a lovely green backdrop for other flowering shade plants. In our Mediterranean microclimate, the camellia and azalea plants usually bloom longer and hopefully will have another bloom sometime in the springtime. As you head away from the koi pond and walk along the newly pruned fuchsia collection, you can't help but notice the lovely red berries of the heavenly bamboo plants to your left. This is not really a bamboo plant, but a Nandina domestica. It is the graceful bamboo-like foliage that prompts the common name. This time of year, red berries in the garden are lovely and festive. However, unlike many other berries in the garden that we'll see later in our walk, both the berries and leaves of heavenly bamboo are toxic, especially to animals, domesticated or wild. Some quick steps over to the newly replanted pollination garden, and we can see some of the natives are already blooming. Check the blue-eyed grass, a wonderful small California native that's very widely distributed throughout the state. It's what's known as stress deciduous. That means that in times of too little water, too much heat, or too much cold, it can go dormant. But as a perennial bulb, it returns as soon as conditions permit. There are newly planted Santa Barbara milk vetch blooming, a tough native plant that even grows in the Mojave Desert. The creamy colored flowers are loved by butterflies and native bees. This one is native that is limited to Southern California and Baja. There is also some golden yarrow blooming. Because the stems have whitish hairs when they're young, some people call this a woolly sunflower. But due to the crowded heads of flowers that can last for months, this is a wonderful bee and butterfly nectar plant. The greenhouse is a great stop to make this time of year. Far in the back, see the beautiful lavender-pink bromeliad spikes, the sweet cream-colored flowers on the mistletoe cactus by your feet, and those gorgeous big red blooms on the anthurium hanging in the basket on the wall, a true flower for all seasons. If you head down to the tropical garden, you'll see the really big clump of bird of paradises blooming, and over in the Bohannon Rose Garden, the incredible morning glories are still a blaze of blue heaven on the climbing rose trellis. In overcast weather, these boisterous blooms may remain open all day for a real display of glory. Taking a walk around Tram Road past the aloe collection, and you can see that red berry season is in its true glory. The pyracantha bushes throughout the garden are beautiful with berries, as is the yarpon holly found just past Memorial Meadow. Also see the toyon or California holly trees that are heavy with berries. These berries feed many of the garden birds and critters all winter. At Phoebe's Meadow, you can look up the hill to the left to see the small Philippine acacia is a bright yellow clump of blooms, and a bit farther along, still on your left, the maiden acacia trees are blooming. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.